Wisconsin Rapids Alderperson District 8 candidate will be with us right here on the morning show at WFHR.
This is locally grown.
CBS News Brief. Pouring rain is coming down in Baltimore, where crews cutting through sections of the collapsed Key Bridge have moved out tons of debris. CBS's Nicole Skanga is there.
As a storm system moves through the area, four anchors attached to the stern of the dolly and a tug are holding that massive container ship down.
A storm system that washed out part of a highway in Monterey County, California, is headed to the nation's midsection. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
We are looking at the risk for basically all kinds of severe weather. Tornadoes, wind, and hail from Texas all the way up to Indiana.
Israel's military has withdrawn from Gaza's largest hospital after a two-week raid. The BBC's Yoland Nell.
Videos that are now circulating on social media that show this vast medical complex really now as a set of burnt-out buildings, many of them heavily damaged, on the verge of collapse.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers vetoed 40 bills Friday. Evers is rejecting proposals that covered everything from tax cuts to lowering qualifications for local school superintendents. Meanwhile, the governor signed 16 bills into law, including new rules for urgent care centers and new fees for public records from local governments. Critics of President Biden's Gaza policy are urging Wisconsin Democrats to vote uninstructed in tomorrow's presidential primary. Activists say they're only focused on the primary for now.
This is an opportunity to make our demands clear and to let Joe Biden know that unless he has a serious change on policy in Gaza, his chances in November are bleak.
Heba Muhammad of the group Listen to Wisconsin spoke with WISN-TV's Upfront. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Spring Election Day is tomorrow in Wisconsin. You can verify your registration status, find your polling place, and see what's on your ballot at myvote.wi.gov. Polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. tomorrow, April 2nd. You need to be in line by 8 p.m. to vote. If you haven't registered, you can register in person on Election Day. You'll need to show a proof of residence document. It must contain your name and current residential address. Examples include a bank statement, recent electric bill, or a current and valid Wisconsin driver's license or state ID card. You'll need to bring your photo ID to your polling place. With the Easter celebration over the weekend, many have a surplus of holiday leftovers. To err on the side of caution, any leftovers that have been left out for more than 2 hours should be thrown away. You should freeze or consume any leftovers within 4 days. And that's what you need to know. I'm Alyssa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered off and on rain showers today. Our high 47 this afternoon. The wind east to northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 29. Tomorrow, some sun in the morning, then cloudy with scattered showers in the afternoon near 50. By Wednesday, partly cloudy and windy with a high of 46. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence.
Knew that was going to happen. Oh. I knew it. There we go. That's more like it. That's what I get for messing around with the first one.
That's what you get, yeah. Yeah. Karma. Gotcha.
It's karma. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a great 1st of April. Happy Monday to you out there. We got some entertainment news coming up for you a little bit later. And we'll also have a veterans update with our friend Sean Plant. That's coming up. And we'll talk to Jamie Sparks, Wisconsin Rapids Alderperson District 8 candidate. All of those things on the way for you, everyone. But it is a Monday in the 9 o'clock hour. You know what that means. No, doesn't mean that. It means April Fools.
I was going to say the board is playing April Fools jokes on you, man.
Apparently. Oh, hello and welcome to the Kitchen's Open on WFHR, our soon to be award winning segment. Can I say that?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Almost. I've been calling it almost award winning for Seth Face music and stuff. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, why not?
Absolutely. We're gonna celebrate the WBAs like never before around here.
You better believe it, man.
Yeah, definitely. So, well, however you want to categorize it, I'm glad you've joined the Kitchen's Open today for our segment on radishes. So, do you guys like radishes?
I by themselves. Not so much. I like them in stuff, though. I like salad or something like that. Radishes are fine.
Okay, I'm gonna, James?
I'm going to take this one off. I'll let you guys go ahead. You guys got this one. And I'm out.
Nothing about radishes? Nothing?
Tried radishes, James?
To be fair, no. I know that as a kid, my Nana had me try it. I couldn't tell you. I don't even remember what it was like, if I liked it, if I didn't. I haven't had it since.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Well, maybe a traumatic experience.
Wow.
I was trying to use up what was left in my fridge after we got back from being gone for 2 weeks here a while back, and I had a good-sized bag of radishes. I don't know about you guys, but I can only eat so many raw with salt, because that's, I don't know, how you eat them.
Right.
So I wondered if you could cook them. Hmm. Well, lo and behold, you can.
All right.
And actually, I also learned that you can eat every part of the radish. But before we get to that, let's talk about the history of radishes and how to grow them.
Why, the radish is an edible root vegetable of the mustard family. I did not know that. Huh. Multiple varieties of radishes grow in most parts of the world.
However, there are almost no archaeological records available to help determine their early history and domestication.
Many believe China to be the center of origin. According to ScienceDirect.com, the Eastern Mediterranean region, China, and Middle Asia are considered to be the origin of the radish. Wild radishes still exist in China.
The ancient Greeks, Egyptians, and Chinese cultivated radishes. It's believed radish was a common food crop in Egypt as early as 2700 BC.
That's more than 4,700 years ago.
Radishes are old.
Yeah.
It's thought that radish is one of the earlier cultivated vegetable crops. Radishes are common in England in 1586 and were among the first European crops introduced to America by the Spaniards. They were being cultivated in Massachusetts by 1629.
Wow. There's a wide variety of radishes. We're most familiar with the small red type, but their skin color can range from white through pink, red, purple, yellow, and even green to black. No matter the skin color, the flesh is usually white.
The root part of the radish can be round, and that type is best picked when they're about an inch in diameter. Oriental radishes and winter radishes can have longer root form, shaped more like a carrot or parsnip. These can grow much larger in size.
Mm.
One species, the daikon radish, also known in Japanese as big root, can grow to be 12 to 20 inches long.
Whoa.
The largest species is the Japanese Sakurajima radish, which is the region that it's grown in. Its regular weight is around 13 pounds.
Jeez.
But big ones can get as large as 60 pounds and 20 inches in diameter.
Man.
Wow.
I feel like
that's
it
a lot of radish.
That's a lot of radish.
Hurt somebody with one of those things. It's a weapon.
It's like a potato, man. Yeah, yeah. Really,
it's a big potato.
Yeah.
We're only like a couple of minutes into the segment, and I've already like had my mind blown. I didn't know half of these things about radishes. This is a great segment already.
Radishes are amazing.
It's really cool. Yeah.
They are. According to Wikipedia, daikon radishes are used as a cover crop in many parts of the world. They're referred to as tillage radish and planted to be left in the ground over the winter season. The large root leaves behind a cavity in the soil when the taproot decays. It makes it easier for the following year's crop, like potatoes, to bore deeper into the soil. They also leave nutrients behind, which can boost yields and reduce fertilizer costs.
Research done by the University of Wisconsin-Madison in 2021 found some benefit from planting radishes as a cover crop. However, they recommend adding it to grass cover crops that survive the winter, not planting it alone. They recommend developing a long-term game plan to use cover crops at least every other year to obtain soil health benefits. We talked about this a bit in Midday Magazine with a couple of our guests from Extension.
Very nice.
Nice. Now, as a food source, radishes are low in carbs and calories and a good source of vitamin C. They have a low glycemic index, which can be good if you're watching your blood sugar. They contain antioxidants, vitamin B6, potassium, iron, and manganese. Radish leaves, which we often throw out in the U.S., have more protein, calcium, vitamin C, and antioxidants than the radish root itself.
Wow, I didn't know that you could eat the plant. Because I've always thought about most root plants, you're not supposed to eat the plant. Yeah. You're just supposed to eat the
like
root.
Like the green part.
Yeah, yeah, well, exactly.
Sometimes they can be bitter or not taste
right.
like you want them. But radish leaves are actually, allegedly, because I have not tried them myself. I have some in my fridge, which I plan to try. But they taste like a little bit like a radish.
Okay, not bad.
Interesting.
Yeah, well, spice up your salad.
Spice up your salad. Well, we'll get to eating them in a minute, but let's first talk about growing radishes.
Yeah. Radishes are a fast-growing, cool-season crop. That means you can plant them early in the growing season. Radish seeds can germinate in soil temperature as low as 40 degrees and will sprout in less than a week.
Seeds should be planted between a quarter inch to a half inch deep and about 3/4 inch apart. Your soil should be loose and well amended. That means adding organic material such as compost or peat moss. You should water them daily until you see leaves growing above the grown. This only takes about 3 to 6 days, so this makes a great plant for children's gardens. Many varieties of radish only take about 30 days to mature.
Now, radishes can attract pest bugs, but you can plant companion plants to deter them. Things like marigold, dill, parsnip, pole beans, oregano, and borage can help repel pests.
And because they grow so quickly, they can be used to marker plants to delineate your rows of slower growing plants. Radishes can be replanted every 2 weeks during the spring and fall growing season for continual harvest.
Yes, you don't want to plant them when it's too hot. Here's an interesting fact I didn't know. Once your radish plants bolt, you can still use part of the plant.
Wait a minute, what, bolt? Like a horse that gets scared or something? What do you mean, bolting them? No.
Bolting means they redirect the plant's energy to start producing flowers and seeds. This can happen in hot weather or if the plant is too crowded. The radishes themselves will get starchy and bitter, so you won't want to eat them.
Mm-hmm. So what do you eat then?
The seed pods.
Huh? Oh,
nice.
Wow.
Yeah. No, like this seeds? Is really cool. I did not know this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had no idea either. Yeah.
Amazing.
Okay, so the plants will get as tall as 4 or 5 feet as they begin to produce their seed pods. The radish roots will be too woody or fibrous to eat, and the leaves will likely be withered or damaged by pests. The thin, elongated pods grow on the tall, upright flower stems. Each stem can produce several dozen seed pods, and each seed pod will produce 5 to 7 seeds. You can harvest these seeds for planting for the following year or pick them to eat.
Hmm. So what do they look like? Pea pods?
Pretty much, but they have a long, pointy end. You'll want to harvest them when they start to plump up a bit and the seeds are developing. Kind of like pea pods. But if you wait too long, they'll turn yellow or brown and burst open to release their seeds. Hmm. This happens a few weeks after they start to appear, so you do have some time.
Hmm. So what do they taste like?
Radishes, duh.
That's right. Seed pods from winter radishes will be milder in flavor than the spring and summer ones, but the texture is the same. They're crisp and not at all stringy. They're spicy and crunchy when eaten raw, or you can even pickle them.
Oh, well, you can pickle anything. But still, that sounds good.
The crispy or the crunchy, that's the first time radishes ever sounded good to me. That seemed
nice. Mm. Yeah, maybe we found a way he'll try them with peas, the seeds. Yeah.
Seed pods. Well, Linda Lai on GardenBetty.com says pickled seed pods are simple to make. You make a brine with 1 cup of water, 1/2 cup each of rice vinegar and white wine vinegar, 1/2 cup of sugar, a half tablespoon of kosher salt, and 2 heaping cups of radish seed pods. Heat and stir everything but the seed pods until the sugar and salt are dissolved, and then you have to cool that to room temperature. You'll pack the seed pods into jars and pour the cooled brine over them, making sure that the pods are completely covered. You need to let them sit on the counter for at least 4 hours before eating them, or you can pickle them overnight in the fridge.
Oh, that sounds good. That really actually sounds pretty good.
It really does. Now, if I try that, does that count for trying radishes? Does that?
Well, sure.
I think so.
I
think so.
Why not?
That sounded good to me.
Yeah.
Now, besides eating the radish roots raw, you can also cook them, as I found out last weekend. Did you guys know you could cook radishes?
No.
I'm thinking back, and I don't remember ever hearing about anyone cooking radishes. Slicing them up, putting them in salads or something like that, but not that.
I didn't even know there were different kinds of radishes. I'm still catching up on that.
Learned lots about radishes today.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I was trying to use up what I had on hand, so I diced up potatoes, chicken, red cabbage, and, of course, the radishes. I tossed them with diced fresh turmeric root I brought back from Arizona, ginger, garlic, Japanese peanuts, cumin, olive oil, and soy sauce.
Mm.
Everything went into a 9x13 pan, and I baked it in the oven for at least an hour on 400 degrees. It took much longer than I thought it would to get done, and I had to stir it, several times, but it worked out, and it was delicious.
Mm. That sounds wonderful. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm.
There's something about putting time into a meal. You know, when we made the roast yesterday and you got to let it cook for a while and everything. You're hungry, you want it. But when you're tasting it, I feel like it tastes so much better when you have to put some work into it, or it takes longer than you might expect or something.
The appreciation level is higher. Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and now the radishes didn't necessarily stand out in the dish, but they had a slight crunch and a mild sweetness, as well as being juicier than the potatoes. Mm.
That makes sense, because I'm guessing it does take radishes longer to cook than potatoes do. Mm-hmm. So
that's really cool. Actually, they're about the same length.
Oh, okay.
About the same length, but they have a different texture.
Oh, okay.
And the cooking of them milds out the peppery flavor that they have.
Okay. All right. Nice.
Yeah. Now, I would like to try them on their own, and I found several recipes for just radishes. Every recipe I found calls for trimming the ends and slicing them in half. You can roast them in the oven for 25 to 35 minutes at 425, or in the air fryer at 380 for 18 minutes.
Mm.
Common seasonings I saw include olive oil or butter, salt, pepper, garlic powder, or fresh garlic. You just have to add that later in the cooking so it doesn't get bitter. You can finish them off with lemon, dill, thyme, rosemary, or Italian seasoning. Mm. You can also just braise them on the stovetop in a little bit of liquid and seasonings for about 20 minutes. Cooking radishes, like I said, mellows out their sharp bite and softens their texture.
That, which makes complete sense, but man, I didn't realize they were that versatile. Holy cow. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. That's the word I was thinking of. I wouldn't have expected you could do so many different things with them.
And I was astonished at how many recipes there were out there. And actually, the braising on the stovetop is something that is commonly done in France for breakfast.
Ooh. Well, how about that?
Yeah.
Cool.
Now, how about the greens? Well, first, you have to wash them extremely well. They're usually covered with dirt and grime because they grow so close to the ground, so washing them is essential. Radish tops can be used just like spinach. They're great with eggs or pasta. Mm. You can use them in soups or raw in salads. You can also sauté them with a little bit of olive oil, garlic, and red pepper flakes for a nutritious side dish. It only takes a few minutes for the greens to wilt, and then you add a squeeze of fresh lemon juice or balsamic vinegar and season with salt and pepper.
Nice.
Huh.
That sounds great. I love the comp to a spinach, but whereas spinach is generally, you know, doesn't have much flavor in general, this would add a real, like, different note to whatever it is you're putting them in, especially a salad.
Right. Yeah.
From everything I've read, they're just a little bit peppery, but probably not as much as, what's the other one that I don't like that's peppery? Is it endive?
You got me there. I don't know.
I think endive is a really sharp, peppery green.
Okay.
Hmm. All right.
Now, one last recipe that I absolutely have to try is radish greens pesto. Mm. Now, I've made pesto with a variety of greens like kale and stinging nettles, and I absolutely love it. Store-bought pesto usually has cheese in it, so I love making my own because I can make it without cheese.
Mm.
Now, this recipe I found on loveandlemons.com calls for 1/2 cup of pine nuts, 1 small garlic clove, 1/4 teaspoon of sea salt, fresh ground black pepper, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, and 1 cup of radish greens, 1 cup of basil, and then 1/4 to 1/3 cup extra virgin olive oil. It also calls for 1/4 cup of Parmesan cheese, but it lists it as optional. So basically, you just grind everything up in a food processor until it's smooth or the consistency that you want. And if you want a more smooth pesto, just add more olive oil.
Mm, very nice.
Always a good idea.
Yeah.
More olive oil.
More olive oil. Well, and you want to make sure that you get a good flavored, you know, like good tasting olive oil. Mm-hmm. And we've done different segments on olive oil. There's a variety of things to keep in mind when you're shopping for olive oil.
Shameless plug for our friends at Family Natural Foods, but they've got some amazing olive oils over there.
That's what I've heard from various sources.
Yes, for sure. And you can taste test it while you're there, too.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah.
And pesto is such an awesome thing to have on hand when I make it, especially with the stinging nettles, because they're only in season for a short period of time. When it's good, you don't want to let it get too tall. But then you can freeze it and use it throughout the year. And it tastes like fresh spring greens.
Nice.
Whenever you pull it out of the freezer.
Pesto's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Well, I think we'll finish out our segment here. Thank you for joining us for another episode of The Kitchen's Open. If you'd like to become a sponsor for the segment, contact Pam at our front desk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do so right now, everybody. Yeah. Be a part of this. Be a part of the fun. And another great segment. Another great one, Melissa. Nice work.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, we'll feature your business on the soon-to-be award-winning Kitchens Open. And you find interesting ways to promote you along with food item or topic. Just call 715-424-1300.
Yep. Give our friend
that.
Yeah.
We'll close the kitchen.
All right. Nice.
Another great segment. Nicely done, Melissa. Mm-hmm. Nicely done. We'll take a time out. We'll come back with our veterans update right here on the morning show at WFHR.
Tell me something good.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Need repairs? How about a new truck? Don't worry. Both can be found at TJ's Auto and Collision Center on Highway 73 in Wisconsin Rapids. And do we have trucks? From industrial to moving to S10s to SUVs, TJ's Auto has the right truck for the right price. Check out our website at tjsauto.net or stop by to enjoy our welcoming and comfortable customer experience. TJ's Auto is a proud sponsor of the Southwood County Humane Society's Pet of the Week. And remember, we have trucks!
Tired of falling behind with housework? Will this cleaning ever end? Well, guess what? It can. Call Rightway Cleaning Service, where cleanliness meets perfection and has for over 20 years. Daily, weekly, monthly, or seasonal, whatever you need, they're tailored to fit your schedule. And because they believe in taking care of those who've taken care of us, seniors get exclusive discounts. From window washing to power washing, house sitting to errand running, they do it all, and they do it the right way. So call Patty now at 715-459-1475.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered off and on rain showers today. Our high 47 this afternoon. The wind east to northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 29. Tomorrow, some sun in the morning, then cloudy with scattered showers in the afternoon near 50. By Wednesday, partly cloudy and windy with a high of 46. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And we're joined right now by our friend, Sean. Sean is here to talk about our veterans update. We want to welcome in Sean Plant with us from VFW Post 2534. Sean, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate the time, as always. Thanks to Tom Heiser, of course. Tom coming in usually to do these veterans updates. Tom not able to be with us, so appreciate your pitch hitting today, man.
Absolutely.
Where do you want to start, Sean?
Just go down a list of events we got coming up for the next month. Tomorrow, April 2nd, we got the Allied Vets Council at the VFW post at 6 p.m. Tuesday, April 9th, the Auburndale Coffee with the Vets happening at the Auburndale High School. Wednesday, April 10th, we got the Heroes Cafe at Crossview Church for all the veterans. And the evening of Wednesday, the 10th, American Legion Post 9 is having their monthly meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday, April 11th, VVA Chapter 101 having their monthly meeting, as well as the Rudolph American Legion. Thursday, April 18th, VFW Post having their monthly meeting. Monday, April 22nd, the first Never Forgotten Honor Flight of the season is coming into Central Wisconsin Airport. Wednesday, April 24th, Heroes Cafe again at Crossview Church. And then a couple of special events happening in May. Wednesday, May 1st, the Auburndale High School is sponsoring the Veterans Dells Duck Trip for the day.
Yeah.
And then on Sunday, May 19th, VFW Post 2534 is doing our anniversary benefit ride. Registration starts at 8 a.m. Ride starts at 9:30. $25 per vehicle. Gets you a ride patch and a 2024 year tab. Proceeds from this year's event are going to support the Empowered Dream Hunts program and the United Special Sportsmen's Alliance.
Mm. So. A couple of great causes right there, with a good, and you're going to have a good time at it as well.
Oh, yeah. The ride starts at the VFW post, like I said, at 9:30, and then we're riding out to the high ground, spend some time out there seeing some of the displays, and then coming back to the post for 50-50 cash raffles, some prize raffles, food by the Barbecue Shack and Chatterbox Catering.
Oh, great food then. Yeah, you're going to have it. It's going to be a great time. Sean, if people want to register or find out more about that event, how can they find out more about it?
You can give us a call at the VFW post at 715-600-0401. Or check out the event page on the VFW Post 2534 Facebook page.
And then May 25th, Sean, we got a really exciting one coming up, the All-Female Quilts of Valor at East Junior High. That'll be at 1:30. This is a unique one, a special one, especially just in with this event. We haven't had an all-female one before. I know, Tom, this is something he's talked about a couple of times with us before. It's a great event we're looking forward to. And especially, we're really looking forward to having Heroes Cafe back on a routine basis, back having two whites a month and everything.
Absolutely.
How's it been over at the Crossview Church? How's it going over there?
It's going pretty good. Pastor Dan DeRoshi is getting the program together, getting used to having it back over there at Crossview with the church running it now versus being it over at the Elks. And, everybody's getting in the swing and getting really excited about having it going again.
Right on. Sean, we'll make sure that we spread the word about these events, talk about them as we're getting closer to them, and looking forward to next month and having another Venturans update. Appreciate the pitch hitting today. Nicely done, man. Nice work.
Thank you very much.
Tom, better watch out. You're pretty good at this. Pretty good at it. We appreciate Tom and appreciate you, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, we'll go ahead and get to our news break. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher is reportedly taking a job with a data security business. Those reports say Gallagher is joining the firm Palantir, which focuses on national and international security. One of Gallagher's main causes was concerns about the security risks posed by the social media app TikTok. Gallagher leaves Congress on the 19th. Children in Wisconsin from low-income homes will get nutritious food this summer. Wisconsin is taking part in the federal Summer Electronic Benefit Transfer Program. Experts say kids are getting more active again since the pandemic.
Our kids are now getting outdoors more, and they need to have that energy to be able to keep that up.
Shelley Forner is with the Hunger Task Force of La Crosse. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. You'll be able to bid on artwork painted by animals at Wildwood Park and Zoo starting today. The zookeepers have been working with the animals on their artistic skills over the past month in preparation for this day. News 9 reports the bears Boda and Munzee have been participating in the event for the past 8 years. Now other animals are taking part as well for this fundraiser that helps with the free programs throughout the year. The animals make the art by licking honey off the plastic covering a preloaded canvas. You can find the auction on the Wildwood Park and Zoo Facebook page. It ends at noon on Friday. The Mini Rod and Garden Tractor Pull will take place this weekend at the Cedar Lake Arena in New Richmond. Pulling starts at 10 a.m. on April 5th and 6th. It's $5 admission and ages 10 and under are free. Visit MidwestSuperPull.com for more information. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers sweep the Mets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 4-1 win to complete a three-game sweep of the Mets. On Saturday, Mets pitcher Johan Ramirez ejected for throwing a wild pitch at Milwaukee's Rhys Hoskins a day after his hard slide into second base.
And that one sails over his head.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if there was intent involved.
Oh, boy.
They just threw Ramirez out of the game.
Oh, wow.
The Mets manager, Carlos Mendoza, suspended one game. Ramirez appealing a three-game suspension. The Brewers, Rhys Hoskins.
People boo you.
you. People doubt you. People do whatever they do. Big leaguers don't miss by 8 feet.
NBA, the Bucks with a win in Atlanta over the weekend. They play the Wizards tomorrow night. College basketball, the Badgers women's team in the WNIT Grade 8. They host St. Louis in the Kohl Center tonight.
Obviously really excited for our players and the program to be able to take another step that we're trying to accomplish.
That's Wisconsin's women's head coach, Marissa Mosley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
To everyone who craves a sweet treat with a little something special, let me tell you about our concrete mixers at Culver's. There's so many reasons I love fresh frozen custard. It's so rich, so creamy. It's the perfect treat. But when I handcraft it with all of your favorite mix-ins and see your smiles after every spoonful, it's clear. What makes our concrete mixers so special to me is making them just for you.
Thank you.
From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered off and on rain showers today. Our high 47 this afternoon. The wind east to northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 29. Tomorrow, some sun in the morning, then cloudy with scattered showers in the afternoon near 50. By Wednesday, partly cloudy and windy with a high of 46. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Have your host, James J. Mailoff here. And we're going to wrap up our candidate series now. We have Jamie Sparks in with us, Wisconsin Rapids Alderperson District 8 representative. Thanks a lot for being here, Jamie. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Oh, you're on that one. Okay, there we go. Jamie, we'll talk with you in a moment. We have just a couple of questions that we've been asking all of our candidates. We'll get through. Do want to remind everybody that, of course, we have the 2024 spring election tomorrow that is going to be going on. Be sure to find out more information, get registered, find out where you need to vote, who is going to be on your ballot, be informed, get out there and vote. Find out more information at myvote.wi.gov, myvote.wi.gov. Jamie, one of the things that we're trying to do with these segments and having these you candidates join us is to encourage more and more people to be a part of public service, to run for office, to be on boards. So that's the essence of my first question. How has this experience been for you?
Oh, honestly, I would have to say life-changing. You know, when I first figured out that I wanted to run for alderman when Jay was retiring in District 8, it was very eye-opening. And, you know, I talked to my wife and I was like, you know, now's the time to do it. Let's do this. And I've always had an interest in local politics, national politics, and I was like, you know, let's do this. Let's put our hat in the ring and let's go for it. And it's been I coached basketball at Lincoln, and I got done with that in late February. And I turned my attention to alderman, and just since then, I've learned a lot about myself in a lot of different ways. And you know, you win or lose tomorrow, you learn a lot about yourself and. It's amazing. It's amazing.
What do you see as the responsibilities of an alderperson?
Yeah, so responsibility for an alderman is essentially being representative to the constituents in your area. And Rapids is divided up from 8 different areas and about 2,000 people each. And you're the voice of the people. You know, you represent District 8, which on a city level on different issues. And I've knocked on probably close to 100 doors in the last weekend or so, last probably 5 days, not including yesterday, but just learning a lot about people and I had time to talk to people and just the different needs that they want in this community. And it was very welcoming from lowering the taxes to, you know, let's stock these rivers with, one person told me they want to stock the rivers with more fish so they can fish because they don't have a boat and they're elderly. And just getting the feedback from the people is just truly amazing.
How do you plan to include the community with decision making?
Yeah, so that's Rapids has kind of lacked last couple years in just getting the voice of the people heard. Mm-hmm. And for me, I was talking to another person running for alderman the other day, and you know, I was talking. I said we should have more. Community forums for people to come up. You know, host at McMillan Library. You know, here's your time for the community to talk and. Another thing is too, my phone and my email is always open, and you know, for people to get out there and you voice your concerns, you know, just step up. I'm a pretty easy guy to talk to, so I really think that, you know, we just need to do better as a city of, you know, building that bridge with people again and getting the trust in the community again.
Speaking with Jamie Sparks, Wisconsin Rapids Alderperson District 8 candidate, and Jamie, what distinguishes you from other candidates?
Yeah, so for me, you know, my work, I work at the South Laconia Y, and a lot of it is community engagement. We have a tons of events and stuff that we do for people at the Y, and I have learned and have a lot of friends that true and dear to my heart now that I have worked there for close to, it'll be 10 years here in November, it'll be 10 years already, James. But, it's getting the community, that passion for the people, and getting the word out there for the people. And, you know, again, connecting that bridge between, you know, I feel like I would do a great job of connecting that bridge between the constituents and the city. And so we can all work together. We all have one common goal, is make this city great. And it is a truly great city when you peel back of how many different things we have in this community that some people just don't know about. And so, yeah.
Jamie, why should voters cast their ballot for you? Any final thoughts as we get ready to let you go here?
Yeah, no. Again, kind of piggybacking off that last question, you know, a lot of my personal and my professional life, I've dedicated to almost community service in a sense of being on boards and, you know, being all that, being the representative to the people in a bunch of different ways. And in my free time, I coach basketball and football at Lincoln, and then I coach middle school baseball on occasions here, and just getting out in the community and just having that conversation with people I truly excel at. And I don't like hiding behind, you know, things. I like to be out in the community and really want to hear their voice. And hopefully I can, if elected tomorrow, I can do that and be a good word for District 8. Mm-hmm.
Jamie, appreciate the time. Appreciate you taking time out of your free time to be able to run for office, to do something like this. Thank you for joining us
today.
Hey,
thank you for having me today. I really appreciate it.
Get out there and vote, everybody, tomorrow. Be informed. Find out where to vote. Register to vote. All the information you need at myvote.wi.gov. Myvote.wi.gov. We will take a quick timeout, check in with our partners. We'll come back and we'll have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
Playmakers sponsored by Wham Incorporated. Quality Plus Printing brings you Wham Incorporated. Empower your game with custom apparel and bring out the hero in you. Whenever you need team gear, have special events, and more, Wham Incorporated is there with super speed. And there's no need to thank them because it's all in a day's work. Wham Incorporated, located on 8th Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Saving the day one order at a time.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered off and on rain showers today. Our high 47 this afternoon. The wind east to northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 29. Tomorrow, some sun in the morning, then cloudy with scattered showers in the afternoon near 50. By Wednesday, partly cloudy and windy with a high of 46. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And Seth Habhager.
Good morning, all.
Hope you're having a good one out there, everybody. Could listen to her voice all day.
God, smoky
voice. Just so
what a voice.
Yeah. Let's touch on a little bit of entertainment news real quick, and we'll get into some other stuff. But before we do, I want to thank our guests today. Mm-hmm. When I work out this show and I'm trying to make all these 16 of these segments work and everything, I couldn't have written today's show better. Like, we have had some great calls. You guys have been on point, and the great guests we've had today. A big thank you to everybody so far for joining us. Entertainment-wise, just a couple of quick things. One of them, this happened, and we touched on it last Friday. Friday as we were wrapping up the show. So just want to put a real note on this. Louis Gossett Jr. passed away on Friday. He was 87. There's no word on the cause of death, but he announced in 2010 that he had been dealing with prostate cancer. Mm. So there are some chances that it could have been that. Mr. Gossett is probably best known for playing Gunnery and the 1982 drama An Officer and a Gentleman, which he earned an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor, which he was the first African-American to win a Best Supporting Oscar.
Right.
The fact that it took to the 80s is a side note. Yeah. We'll move on from that.
Yeah.
But this only the second to win. He was only the second African-American to win an acting Oscar, Sidney Poitier winning one in 64.
Oh, okay.
Gossett also played Fiddler in Roots and was in both the original production of A Raisin in the Sun in 59 and the movie version in 61. Enemy Mine is one of his more underrated movies, and I know that sounds silly. It's a silly sci-fi movie, but the makeup and the work that he does through all of it, it's impressive. As a little kid watching him, that was the most, other than Roots, An Officer and a Gentleman, that was the really impressive performance to me, because he had to act through makeup and everything.
Yeah.
And I didn't see a lot of great actors doing that. His work in The Color Purple, Iron Eagle.
The whole Iron Eagle series. He was like in all of them, if I remember correctly. Yeah.
The respect that is poured in for him. Recently, if you watch the HBO series Watchmen, he's in that. And it's right there with Officer and a Gentleman as far as great acting performances by him.
He's a pro.
Incredible performer. Incredible performer. Do yourself a favor and watch any of his performances if you get a chance. If you haven't seen Roots, watch it. And if you haven't seen Officer and a Gentleman, that movie still holds up. I think it still holds up.
Yeah, yeah. I would recommend Raisin in the Sun.
Oh, yeah. Because
you not only get to see him young, but the cast in that film is amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's such a great play. I mean, I've read the play and everything. It's just a very good piece of American fiction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. We were talking about TV moms earlier, and I think one of the better TV moms of all time is Patricia Richardson. You may remember her better as the mom on Home Improvement.
Right, right.
I like her as a TV mom. I like her work, and I love her delivery. When you mess up with around her, like even as somebody watching a TV show, you feel like, okay, oh, I messed up.
Yeah.
Patricia Richardson is not interested in a Home Improvement reunion. Tim Allen has talked about doing one, and according to Patricia, he's, quote, kind of lying to people by saying that everyone is on board. She says Zachary Ty Byron is a felon. Tara Nolan Smith hasn't acted since the show ended, and Jonathan Taylor Thomas would rather be a writer and director now. He has no interest in being on camera. So almost literally nobody, and including maybe one of the most important characters, and I mean this seriously, yep. Wilson, he passed away in 2003, the great Earl Hindman.
Yeah.
Passed away in 2003. So where is this coming from? Tim Allen needs money. And I'm sorry to say it like that.
Yeah.
But this is, and look, so do I. I'm not making fun of him or anything.
Right, right.
Like, this is what happens. There is no 401k for actors or comedians or anything
right.
like that. And especially when, let's be honest, you make your audience even smaller with some of the things you say and do. Mm-hmm. Tim Allen has not had any problem being Tim Allen and letting everybody know that he's Tim Allen
right.
and his views and his feelings. When you do that, that's okay. This is America, baby. You can do that all you want. You just also have to understand that that's going to come with some pushback.
Yeah, some consequences, right?
That's the thing that I do not understand about people that open their mouths. They open their mouths, and not everybody in the world loves what they say. they are shocked and blown away. Like, what are you doing? Like,
you mean it's not free speech they're looking for? It's consequence free speech that they're looking for. Maybe it's a little different than what you think. Yeah,
consequence speech does. There is a world for it. It's in the movies.
Yeah.
Like that's where that exists. That's
right.
where you can find that.
Yeah.
In real life, consequences to everything.
Everything.
Everything. Yeah. That's okay.
That's fine. No problem with it.
It should be.
That's right.
You could say consequences, or we could say accountability.
Yeah. Whatever word you want to use. You're right, though. Yeah.
Both of them fit in this scenario. So, yeah, this is not happening. To Home Improvement fans, I feel for you if you were hoping for a reunion. But the few that I've talked to were like, no, they should definitely not remake that show.
No.
It was fine the way it was. They'll just go ahead and watch reruns.
And what you said about Tim Allen's fine. The only pushback I have is that he's saying things that aren't true.
Yes.
Right. Like he says everyone's on board. He should not be saying stuff like that if it's not the case. Because it seems obvious that No, it's not true.
She has no, Patricia Richardson, you know, maybe the bigger name out of all of these characters, has absolutely no interest in working with him again. So I mean,
make it tough.
Here it is. Here's the spinoff of Home Improvement. It's just Tim Allen as a single person just living because she's divorced him. The kids won't talk to him and he's just in an apartment and it's a half an hour of him just in an apartment flipping channels.
Right.
Like that's it. Like,
so is maybe the only person I talk to is Richard Kern and he's like the one guy who's like, sure, I'll do it again. You know?
Right. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see what that happens. You know, you could, Tim, I do have an idea for you. Come up with a new idea.
Oh, snap.
Woo.
We do that all the time on What the Muppet. We do it all the time.
Good segue.
It's horrible. It's horrible. Be sure to check out What the Muppet, everybody. We dropped the new one today, and every Monday you can catch one. Wherever you get your podcast, encourage you to check out this great podcast that Bria and I do together. We have a lot of fun. It's a light show, and it's enjoyable. Mm-hmm. We had a very special guest join us last week, Seth. Seth said
yes,
on an episode.
I was there. I can see my picture there, yes, too. I'm like, yes. Oh, boy.
Be sure to check out Field Trip Energy. It is our newest episode. We had a lot of fun with this one. We were able to film in the studio here. Yeah. We had a lot of fun doing that. Mm-hmm. Do want to thank Civic Media and all of our good friends and family here with this, being able to do that and letting us do that. We had a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And be sure to check out the episode, everybody. It's a really, really good one.
It is. I think so.
It took me a while to understand how to do this. Bria already had it down, but I feel like I'm finally starting to get it here 35 episodes in, so they're actually starting to be pretty good on my side.
I was going
to
say, you did actually a really good job. It's so, yeah. And he only veered off into morning show territory once or twice.
At least once or twice.
Well, at least once or twice.
Only once. It was weird sitting in this chair. I kept on wanting to interview you two. I really did want to just interview you guys.
The environment had a lot to do with that, I think.
Yeah, it was a fun episode, and thank you again to everybody that was already supported the page. If you'd like, there's What the Muppet gear you can check out at Etsy. Yes. Go ahead and go check out the What the Muppet there and our shirts and
I like the shirts, by the way, that you and Bria were wearing. Those are pretty keen.
She did a nice job.
Yeah, they're Marvy.
Spiffy.
Keen, spiffy. Oh, I love it. I love these words. Check it out wherever you get your pod, everybody. And thank you so much for supporting him. We'll take a time out. We'll come back and we're going to talk about an April Fool's joke that didn't land that well back in 2004. We're going to go back in time.
Know your audience, people.
Yes. Coming up on the morning show at WFHR.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi mom, it's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating, without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The morning show on WFHR, it's Cutting Edge.
So they have up on their sign, due to unforeseen circumcisions, the dining room will be closed this evening. Sorry for the inconvenience. What happened?
Oh, dear.
Employees are getting hazard pay.
Natural.
When did Pizza Hut have meat cutters?
Oh, wow.
That we got to walk away from the mic on that
one. Yeah, that one. That's a little late night there, Melissa.
And that would hit close to home.
Yeah, getting a little salty.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, only on locally grown radio.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered off and on rain showers today. Our high 47 this afternoon. The wind east to northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 29. Tomorrow, some sun in the morning, then cloudy with scattered showers in the afternoon near 50. By Wednesday, partly cloudy and windy with a high of 46. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Yeah. It's a Monday, I forgot.
Yeah, okay, there we go.
April Fool's, that's what it was. It was an April Fool's joke.
That's why he likes his day so much. Every time he makes a mistake, it was an April Fool's joke.
Yep, it's all day, that's what I'll be doing, yes. Every mistake I make, yeah. And I may make more mistakes later today in Playmakers from 3 to 4. Be sure to join us. It's live radio. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings. We want to thank our guests today. First off, of course, all of you for calling up and joining us. It's been a lot of fun. Thanks so much for joining us. A great way to kick off a Monday with your interactions, everybody. Appreciate that.
And we do have a raffle happening later today. For those of you who count the correct number of mistakes James has made, you will be entered to receive a fabulous prize.
Oh boy!
That made me speechless. I got nothing. That was good. That was really good. And I actually think it might not be a bad promo, but you know, a contest idea.
Yeah, but he's got to be honest about how many mistakes he makes, though.
Yeah, that might be. Well,
wink.
There's the kicker.
Yeah. So we have to get into a couple of odds here. And happy 20th birthday to Gmail. Gmail turned 20 today.
Wow.
Google announced it on April 1st in 2004, and people initially thought it was an April Fool's joke. Google already had a history of pranking people on April Fool's Day. In 2001, they posted a spinning wheel and said if you stared at it while thinking of a search term, Google could find it. Instead, error messages kept popping up like try again after removing a hat, glasses, and shoes. Like, that was a pretty good one. People thought the Gmail announcement was also fake because it bragged about people getting a one full gigabyte of storage that didn't seem possible back in 2000, especially for free.
Right, right.
It was enough to save over 13,000 emails when sites like Yahoo only had enough space for like 50.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
In a press release, co-founder Larry Page said someone using Google's old email service complained that they constantly had to delete emails to stay under the 4 megabyte limit. So that's how Gmail was born.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They announced it on April Fool's Day on purpose. They knew people would think it was a joke and that it would be a good press when everyone found out it wasn't a joke.
Oh, a little reverse psychology there. Okay.
20 years later, there are roughly 1.8 billion active Gmail accounts.
That's a lot.
And most people consider it the number one email account.
Mm-hmm. That's probably not wrong.
And for those of us who have had it for almost 20 years, now we're getting the reminders of, if you want to keep receiving emails, you need to purchase more storage because you're reaching your limit.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
So this was a long-term plan for them that will soon start paying off.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. I think that a lot of this, puts together everything we've talked about today and other pieces of what we've talked about business and advertising before. Knowing your audience, it comes back to over and over again. Mm-hmm. And Google knew their audience. They understood, mm-hmm. and they really focused on their audience. You take care of your core audience, and the rest usually comes into play. Mm-hmm. And it seems to have worked out for them pretty well, where, you know, the idea of making an announcement on this day, you know, to kind of say, hey, we're light. Hey, we're fun. We're you know, those things. Mm-hmm. While also understanding, hey, by the way, this ain't a joke. Like, you know,
we're really doing this.
Yeah, the funniest part of this is that we actually believe in what we're saying here and doing. Like, it's smart. It's smart marketing. It's a really interesting story. Now, on the other side of the spectrum, dropping candy-filled Easter eggs from helicopters has become a thing.
What?
But one in Indianapolis on Saturday seemed oddly dangerous and a little unnecessary because it was so low to the ground. It dropped 10,000 eggs while flying around a small park a few feet off the ground. No one got hurt, and maybe it's fine, but it doesn't seem like the safe thing with kids involved. What are we doing? What is wrong with Easter egg hunts? Why do we have to do this? There's stories of people dropping eggs with drones and some bad things happening with that. Like, these are self-inflicted wounds, people. We don't have to do this. We could just have Easter egg hunts the way we always have.
Nothing about this sounds good.
No.
Dropping from a helicopter, a large height, we turn everything into a missile. That is, it's coming down. Otherwise, we're too low to the ground and endanger everybody. I mean,
right? Because helicopters are hard to fly,
especially low to the ground. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez.
A lot of unpredictable things that could happen.
I don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, I'm seriously. What is wrong with just hiding eggs? I don't get it. What's wrong with
not
want
to take the effort to hide them? Like, what are we trying to do?
Yeah. So they go through the expense of hiring a helicopter. Yeah.
Are you that bad at hiding eggs that you're like that you went to an extreme of?
I'll just drop them on the sky.
Because look, you can talk to me all day about the positives of this, and all I've got to say is one negative. That's it. Anything bad could happen with this situation.
Yep.
Like, there's no reason for this.
And one bad thing is one bad thing too many.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we could avoid it completely.
In a situation like this, yeah. Yeah, with kids involved.
Yeah,
like,
no,
come
sorry.
On, come on.
No,
I also feel like it's like uncreative. Like
it is.
It seems like one of the more lame ideas. Like if I was a little kid and this was happening, I just hide them. Like,
when
not
did
a hunt? Then they just fell out of the sky.
Right. Yeah.
It's like Easter egg rain. No, thank you.
All these celebrations are becoming more dangerous. Gender reveal parties. Now we've got Easter eggs falling from the sky. What's next? What is next?
Like, I'm all for reinventing things, but all of these things that you just mentioned there, Seth, none of them were any good either. I've never seen one of those, when you tell if it's a boy or a girl.
Gender reveal party.
I've never seen one of those where I was like, wow, that's impressive. Or, oh, that was creative. No. Or, oh, I'm glad I saw that.
Yeah, yeah. What is it now? You hear about it. How many died? You know, that's what it is because it gets so...
There's better ways to do this.
Yes.
There are better and safer ways to do these things.
We don't allow them to throw candy at parades anymore.
No.
That's right.
Why would you want them dropping candy from helicopters?
Oh my God.
It seems counterintuitive.
Yeah, that ain't right.
That ain't right.
We need a palate cleanser, and we got one for you today. Be sure to join us from 3 to 4 today for Playmakers, your sports call-in show brought to you by Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, the baseball season started. I don't know if anyone knew that. just want to throw that out there.
We'll be talking.
I'm so excited.
We'll be talking a little baseball today. We're looking forward to that. Randy will be in with us. Randy and I will have the talking a little sports with you today on Playmakers. And want to remind you that we've got good basketball on the radio tonight. Wisconsin versus St. Louis in women's basketball.
Yeah. Hey.
St. Louis Bilkins versus the Wisconsin Badgers at the Kohl Center tonight. 6:40, our pregame will kick off.
We get to play at home.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Yeah, that's going to be good. That's going to be a good one. Be sure to join us tomorrow for another great show. First off, we'll be here live and direct from 7 to 8 on the Sunrise Show at WIRI. Be sure to join us over there for that. And then from 8 to 10, Melissa and I will be here with the morning show. Mm-hmm. We'll have some fun. We're looking forward to it. Going to be a good one. We are supposed to hear from Connie from the Alexander House tomorrow.
Cool.
She's going to call in and we'll talk with her.
They got a new cool exhibit coming up. Yeah.
Yeah. Really looking forward to Connie joining us. And we don't get to talk to the Alexander House nearly enough, so that'll be fun. Do want to remind you that our friends at the United Way have their opportunity for you to get rid of sensitive documents with their Shred Day, Community Shred Day, coming up. Mm-hmm. Each individual box can be shredded up to 18 by 10 boxes for free, and then they'll ask for a kindly donation of $5 for any documents or boxes after that.
Right.
Shred Day event will be Wednesday, April 10th, 9 to 11, over at Prevail Bank. Visit them. Now, sometimes where they keep all the shredding, it fills up. So you might not have until 11, so you want to get over there early.
Early.
Sooner better than later.
Yeah. Prevail Bank parking lot, 1601 Lincoln Street, Wisconsin Rapids. And find out more about the United Way, uwswac.org. Encourage you to do that, everybody. Got a great you can find out about great volunteer opportunities with United Way by calling 211. We got a great one for you here with our ADRC. And involves Meals on Wheels. We get to talk about this from time to time, but I don't know if we get to really stretch our legs on this topic. There's senior dining opportunities where you can help out with that, whether it is in here in Rapids or in Nakusa. And when you are a part of like Meals on Wheels, the ADRC works with you and your schedule and where you're comfortable going. And the individuals that you meet, they start out as strangers. I promise you it doesn't end that way. They're some of the greater individuals you'll meet. Mm-hmm. It is a way of paying it forward. It is a way of putting back into your community. And I believe in karma. And I believe that it creates great karma. It may be the greatest way to create karma.
Mm.
Find out more. Visit our friends at the ADRC at adrc-cw.org. adrc-cw.org. And, of course, tomorrow is Election Day.
Yes.
We encourage you to find out more by going to myvote.wi.gov, myvote.wi.gov. Want to send a big shout out to Wisconsin Rapids Community Media and, of course, the League of Women Voters in the Wisconsin Rapids area here covering this topic for us. Nobody should be uninformed. If you are, that is on you.
Yeah.
They have done their job. Mm-hmm. They have done everybody has done work so hard to get you guys informed on this subject.
Yep. The website myvote.wi.gov is so easy. Just it's got all the answers right there that you need. Yep. It's very easy to navigate, and you can find out everything you need.
We've gotten to do this for a long time, this what we do here in this country, democracy. Mm-hmm. So maybe some of this has been normalized. So let me remind you, this is how freedom rings. This is how we keep freedom alive. We are informed, we are registered, and we are voting. Mm-hmm. That's how we keep this whole thing going. That is the most American thing that you can, possibly the most American thing you can do, if not the most American thing you can do. Mm-hmm. Get out there, be informed, whether it is watching the videos at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media site mm-hmm. or the League of Women Voters site. You can go back and listen to our interviews. We had all the candidates joining us here.
We're all here.
Encourage you to do that, everybody, and get out there and vote tomorrow. And do yourself a favor. Please be kind to people out there. Kill them with kindness if you got them, mm-hmm. all right? If that's what it takes, do that. Whether it's poll workers or your fellow Americans, treat each other with respect. Mm-hmm. Let's change the game. Going forward, instead of the rest of the world looking at us pointing and laughing about how divisive we are, let's show them what it is to be an American. Let's go through an election day tomorrow and no hiccups, no problems.
Nothing.
Treating each other with respect. Let's, yep. let's believe in the process. Let's trust the process, and let's go forward with it.
Yes. Well said, my friend.
I just reading the script that's in front of me.
Polls are open 7 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Excellent.
Yeah. Find out more at myvote.wai.gov. Let's go ahead and wrap up the show, everybody. Thanks so much, you two. Great show. Have a great day.
You too, man.
Mm-hmm. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, everybody. Happy April Fools. Be good to each other. We'll talk to you soon and later right here at...
This is locally grown